You're listening to a Ragnarok actual play. If you like what you hear and you want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the game.
Yeah, I think the numbers are going up. As long as the red light's...
Well, the red light's constant, and...
Yep, we were numbers.
Is it a red light district?
No.
Red light, green light, 1, 2, 3.
We're in the red light district! All right, welcome to another stupid Ragnarok actual play. Today we are playing Adventurers, a role-playing game in 2 pages. It was published by Grammel Games. If you guys want, you can pick it up on DriveThruRPG for $1.50. It's a very reasonable price.
That's expensive. Long way to take care of your kids, Dave.
Adventurers is meant to be a very quick and easy fantasy-esque
just
role-playing
like Meyer.
System. Meyer is quick and easy.
And a role-playing.
So we're going to... It's like the first fantasy-esque game I think we've run. So, D&D-esque.
Yeah.
So why don't we start by introducing our players and characters?
I'm Meyer, and I'll be playing Tidor the Dwarf, who is in no way, shape, or form related to Tyrion Lannister.
But when you say dwarf, you just mean small person.
Yeah, well, yes. Like a literal,
a person that's not
a little
dwarf.
Like a literal human dwarf, not a dwarf.
Yeah.
Ryan?
I'm Ryan. I'm going to be playing Mara Spellwind. She is a druid healer.
I wonder if she's a some sort of magic character.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess we'll just have to play and find out.
My name is Horion, who is in no way related to Hodor. He is a simple giant. Who is a minion of Tidor.
And by giant...
He says more than his only name.
We don't mean that he's...
like a cyclops type giant.
Right.
He's just like 7 feet tall.
He's just a tall man.
He's very tall.
He suffers from giantism.
I am James.
So they probably say he has giant's blood in him.
You smell like poop.
James, I'm playing Fire First Volley. He hit his head in battle and adopted the first thing he heard as his name.
And they probably called him a little man.
I like that. Alright, so our game begins with our band of adventurers entering the town of Freyfield. It is a rather nice what?
Frey. Alder Frey, he's terrible.
Oh, no, this is F-R-A-Y.
Oh.
The town...
That's not a good place to be.
No. This is the town of... It's the town of Freyfield. You've been traveling, you left the last city about a week ago, and you've been traveling through the woods, and this is the first real town you've come across. It's a very sleepy little town. In fact, there's like nobody on the streets. It's dead quiet. And being a group of adventurers, where's the first place you're going to go?
Going to the tavern.
The tavern. You find the tavern. It's called the Silver Flagon.
Silver Flagon.
And you walk in, and there's nobody in the tavern, except... one old man who is sitting at the bar with a mug in front of him.
Is it silver?
Metallic.
No,
I don't notice.
And he looks around, startled. Welcome.
Hello.
He's wearing a deep blue robe and has long white hair and a long white beard.
Is he a wizard?
You would hazard a guess.
Okay.
Welcome to Freyfield. So good to see you.
Place is rather quiet, isn't it?
I would like a mug of suds, good sir.
Of course, help yourself.
But really? Just help ourselves?
Self-serve.
Yeah, well, like you said, there's no one else here right now. Sure, why not?
Why is there no one else here right now?
Don't ask questions. He's asking for giving free...
I'm pouring myself a drink out of the mask.
Tromps very happily over to the bar and just fills up a mug.
All right, yeah.
I figured you'd just be chugging out of the bottle while the rest of us sitting there trying to fill up glasses. That's what I assumed.
My name, as I'm sure you've already figured out, I am Finny the Wise.
How
he waits a moment for the recognition.
How would we have figured that out?
Well, my name is renowned throughout these lands.
I never heard of it.
Have I ever heard of it?
Yeah, you would give me a knowledge check or a
learning.
Yeah. Right. If you have advantage in learning, you roll 3 dice and take the 2 best.
I don't have advantage, but...
Isn't that what the learning skill does? Gives you advantage in knowledge checks?
Oh, okay.
Would he be in the history books?
No, he's still alive.
Okay, yeah.
So you roll a 3rd die and you take the...
best. Okay,
oh,
well,
God.
It sucked. So
dip is 7. So you, whatever you roll...
Plus your mind?
Yeah.
Let me try.
I rolled a 12.
I got it. I got an 8.
Yeah, you've never
tried it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, you still roll 2 dice, though.
Yeah.
You always roll 2 dice.
Whoa. I rolled a 6 and a 5, and I still failed. My mind is -1.
Yeah, but...
So you succeed.
The dip is 7.
The dip is always 7.
So, right, so I rolled...
You rolled 11.
You rolled a 10.
You rolled 11.
Oh, I had both.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought, okay.
No. You wasted that way to roll.
Yeah, no, you've never heard of this guy. well, I'm sure being adventurers of your caliber, you've probably been spending the last years in some far-off land where word of my deeds hasn't yet reached. But give it time. Give it time.
No, we've been pretty local.
We just came through the forest. I mean, what did you do exactly?
I was working on a spell. Nothing serious, but it went a little wrong, and I may have misplaced the townsfolk.
All of them? That's problematic.
Yes, all of them. Yes, but being adventurers, perhaps you could help me retrieve them. I'm sure they would be willing to compensate you for the trouble.
Or any, you would maybe help.
As long as you don't cast any more spells.
No. I mean, I would have to cast a spell to reverse the first spell, but other than that, that's...
I don't want to be around when you do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Have you any idea where you misplaced the townsfolk?
I have a feeling that they were sent to the Dreadwood of Despair. As he says that, the sun goes away and you hear a clap of thunder. And then the sun comes back out.
So is it like a ritual?
I dive under the bar.
Is that like a retreat or like some sort of
song? No. It's a forest. It's a very unpleasant place. That's why they call it the Dreadwood of Despair, not the Dreadwood of Happiness.
Well, no, we went to a place.
Yes.
Stop that!
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're scaring the giant.
Ah, that's very, very bad for one's health, scaring a giant.
No, he's a kitten. He's harmless.
You talked about...
I'm not a kitten. I'm a person.
You talked about the town folk.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Compensating us, but wouldn't someone like you...
That's not a guarantee of...
Well, we'd all chip in. Don't worry, they will most definitely be compensation
saying,
for you.
We're going to need something up front. That's what might come.
I'm just saying, if news came out that one... Had much of a mistake as...
All right, look. I'm not going to pay you before you do the frickin' job. I don't know you're going to do it, but fine. He reaches up his sleeve and pulls out a piece of paper. He reaches up his other sleeve and pulls out a quill and then pulls out a thing of ink and puts it down. He dips the ink in. He writes you, "I owe you one reward for successful adventure." And he signs it, Pliny the Wise. Here, fine. You want it? Take this.
I don't know if it's known as being renowned if you made people disappear.
Can you make an entire town disappear?
No, but I wouldn't be seeing that
exactly.
In the positive light.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Well, we make towns disappear, but not that way.
What does renown mean?
It means I'm more famous than you.
But not in a good way.
Yes, in a good way.
He's infamous.
That's the word he should have used.
Look, you'll be compensated. Just bring them back. It should be quite easy. They may have been transformed into a crystal before I accidentally misplaced them.
Wait. So you turned them into a crystal, then misplaced them?
I think so. It was all very confusing. It happened very quickly.
Maybe start from the beginning.
I am Finny the Wise.
All right, less dramatic, more... explanations.
I told you I was doing a spell that went wrong. The townspeople turned into a magical crystal, which then got teleported away into the Dreadwood of Despair.
Okay, then
probably in the.
A little louder.
Could you repeat that?
I said it's probably in the.
Those aren't words you're using. That's
the Forsaken Temple of Ulfang the Black.
Oh, that does.
It's at the center of the Dreadwood of Despair.
Have I ever heard of that?
Yeah, make a roll, yeah.
Yeah.
You can use your history book for that one, Mark.
Nope.
Oh.
9 and 4, so 13.
Yeah, you've heard of the Forsaken Temple of Ulfang the Black is the crypt where Ulfang the Black was buried. He was a horrible tyrant king from a few hundred years ago.
Good grief.
By the way, this time when he said the thing... And the thunderbolt went off. I threw a pewter flagon at his head.
He ducks out of the way and shoots at his hand and grabs it magically. Don't do that, boy.
Sorry.
Well, we're not in a rush. I need to partake in the free beer and then.
Yeah, fine. Help yourselves.
We're going to need it.
Yeah, my tower is just in the center of town. You can't miss it. It's the only building higher than his head. just bring the crystal there when you find it, and reverse the spell. And then you'll get your reward.
Any idea what this crystal looks like in case there's more than one type of crystal around?
It's about yay big, red, pulsating with magical energy. It'd be pretty hot to miss.
Okay. there's been times where we've gone into places where there's pulsating magic thingies and things happen.
Well, you might be able to see the faces of the townsfolk swirling around inside of it.
Oh, okay, well, that's
releasing them from their horrible prison. Maybe. I'm not quite sure.
Usually only if you hold it up to the light.
Yes.
Is it pretty?
Oh, very. That's why I need you to go before someone else gets there and takes it, and then what will happen to the towns?
Yes, we'll get to your... We're drinking.
We'll drink, take a nap, and then go first light.
If just in case somebody does get there before us and they get the crystal before we get to it, are we... Do we have permission to try to buy it back from them, or should we just handle that in a more silent
way? Your adventurers, I'll leave that to your judgment. But my understanding is that your ilk tends to use swords before words.
Not all of us.
Some of
us. Blades, arrows, magic, whatever it is.
You can't cut nobody's head off with words.
Well, that's very true. Okay, I'm going.
If you say the right words, you can get the head cut off.
So, head north from here. Just follow the path. The woods will get denser and darker, and once you can no longer see the sun, then you'll know you're in the Dreadwood of Despair. I'm sorry, I keep saying.
Take it easy, Horny. It's okay.
All right. Well, good luck. There's a puff of smoke, and Finny the Wise disappears. You hear, as the smoke clears, you hear the creaking door of the inn open and slam shut.
Sorry.
I hate it when they do that.
I don't trust them.
Well, if there's one thing I've learned in my history of adventuring, it's that we should never take an IOU.
Tidor, I think we have to change.
Oh.
Okay.
No.
So we're gonna fast forward to the morning. We'll say you guys got there in the evening, so you have a few drinks, make yourself some dinner, and go to sleep at the inn for free for once.
Yeah.
And we'll jump to the morning. Okay. So you guys gonna do anything in the abandoned town before you set out on your quest?
Drink some more.
I think maybe I'll head over to the apothecary and avail myself of some of their healing potions.
Okay.
I'm going to change my tunic.
I'm assuming you did not.
He's up in it.
Oh, my God.
I'm
going to lay on my back and ask Tidor to change it.
All right. I'm going to go with Ryan, then.
I'm going to search the town for, ammo and,
The way the system works.
No, let's role play me changing. What do I have to roll?
I know, but we'll just say that.
Why don't we LARP it, Meyer?
Okay.
I'm going to say you have to make an endurance check for that.
Two. All right.
Well,
Minus four penalty.
Oh. I failed then.
You throw up all night.
You get the die, bro. You just throw up
pretty,
all over.
It was pretty rank.
I mean, he did sleep in it.
Oh. Well, his fault he slept in it. He didn't change it when he said he needed to be changed.
Okay, so you set out on your quest.
That's even a bigger mess if I throw up into it.
All right, requesting now.
Yes. Yeah, I'm staying, staying a few yards away from the two of them because of the smell.
Ed, are you walking upwind of everyone?
Yeah.
What's your character?
Horian.
Horian is leading the way, marching happily, and there's a very pleasant breeze blowing down the path.
We've all. Mara has a scarf that she has like wound around her head. When he asks to be changed, you have to do it immediately.
I totally blame you for this one.
Okay, so marching, like Finny said, the woods start to get denser and darker, and eventually there's a line in the road where it goes from kind of shady to just like dark shadow. And as soon as you cross over that line, the air gets cold. And the sounds of birds disappears, replaced by the chirping of strange foreign insects and other things scurrying around in the underbrush just outside the path.
Oh, gosh.
I knew I should have taken perception. Anyway.
Akos.
Yes.
My learning in my natural history book.
Mm-hmm.
Anything in the realm of wildlife we should be wary of in the Forest of Despair?
Roll it.
The dreaded Forest of
Despair. So I think the book adds plus two to your check, right?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
And learning gives you the
yeah. So it's mine plus whatever I roll plus two.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 7 plus 4 plus 2, 13.
Yeah, all right. It's the Dreadwood of Despair, so there are snakes and giant spiders and goblins and ogres and Jameses and trolls, pretty much everything.
I think James and Troll kind of fall into the same category.
How much did Finny look like James?
He was like an old wizardly version of James.
Okay.
Like James, but with white hair and a really long beard.
Okay. Whoa. A big bushy beard.
And like 80 years old. No, not big and bushy, long.
Ooh.
Like a Merlin beard.
Was he wearing underpants?
You couldn't tell.
Wizened? A wizened James?
He was wizened. He looked rather wiz.
According to my sources, there are ogres in this forest, as well as goblins and Jameses. We should be...
Oh, I hate Jameses.
We should be careful.
Goblins and spiders and Jameses, oh my.
A little plus for giving precious.
How many... Adam, Andy Serkis is down here.
70,000.
Whoa!
Alright, so we'll keep on guard.
Alright.
I'm gonna walk quietly and silently behind them all, just keep in the dark.
I'm gonna whistle.
Is all the Andy Serkis's in mocap suits, though?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I figure Ed would be the ag guy, so let him take all the aggro.
I'm on his shoulders.
Alright, so you guys take all the aggro. I'm gonna hide in the shadows.
He throws me at them.
Alright, if we run into an Andy Serkis, we just have to convince it to do a scene where it talks to itself.
Okay, so as you walk through the Dreadwood of Despair, it's cold and dark and damp, and you come to
just
a clearing.
Like my tunic.
Just like your grandma's vagina.
No, we burned the tunic.
Yeah, no, he's right.
We got you a fresh tunic in town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of had to sew a few together. And you come to a small clearing. And now make perception checks.
First. What's that?
I'm going to go with mind.
Mind.
Unless you have the perception skill.
I got it again.
11.
Yep, got it.
All right. Then
I think we all made it.
I don't know how I keep making these mind checks really well.
What'd you guys all get?
I got a 9.
I got 8.
I got a 10.
You got
11.
You got 12. Oh, it's my one? Oh, okay.
What'd you get, Ed?
I got 11. I got 10.
And James?
I also got a 10.
All right. So you guys don't notice the sneaking.
Uh-oh.
And then behind you, you don't notice until it's too late. There's a crash through the bushes,
oh, no.
And a band of goblins leaps out at you to attack. And you can see their goblin chieftain, who's bigger and slightly better dressed than the others, riding a giant spider. He's holding a twisted goblin sword, and you can see all the other goblins, these little green things with long floppy ears and pointy smelly teeth, are carrying like stone
smelly
clubs.
Teeth.
Yes. Carrying stone clubs and axes and really crude
it's
tools.
Smelly.
It is smelly.
I'm gonna scream.
Ugh, spider! Alright, so now we are in combat.
Is a goblin king getting mocap by Dame Edna?
No.
Oh.
So.
Oh, yeah.
What
is Dame Edna?
Initiative is based on your agility.
Okay.
And then if it's a tie, you. No, you don't roll.
Oh.
It's just your agility.
One.
Four.
All right, so James is first.
Of course I'm first.
And you guys are all at one. So you guys all roll to resolve your tie.
Five.
Four.
Three.
I'm at four.
I'm at four tools.
I got a five.
And I'll roll again. Two. So it's
two.
Ed. I'm going last of the group.
Okay.
Are we tied all
so,
the sides?
Ed, wait, Meyer, what'd you get? So it's Meyer, Ed, Ryan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No,
Ed,
Ed,
Meyer, Ryan.
Yeah, it's
I'm in the middle. Meyer in the middle. Brian Krantz is my dad.
Okay. So they get a first round attack though because they took you by surprise.
It's not a comedy show.
So the goblin band, there's about a dozen of them, but they go as one. They're treated as one enemy. So they are attacking Ed. You're the biggest target.
Okay,
Ed, you're the biggest target, so they're going to try to attack you. So roll your defense.
That was a terrible roll. Seven.
Now it was a mind.
They got 11.
Oh,
all right. So you take 2 damage, Ed. All right. No, wait. I'm sorry. That was the chief. Wrong one. Yeah, you still take 2 damage.
We all get killed immediately.
Dame Edna, you bastard.
All right, and Ryan, you're getting some too, because it's a big old goblin band.
Owie!
11.
All right, you're good. And the goblin chieftain is mounted his spider. He's shouting encouragement.
Spider?
He's mounted on the spider.
Yeah,
right.
No, he is he's mounted on his spider.
Oh.
He's riding the spider.
Ooh.
All right, so, James, you're up.
I'm killing a spider.
Okay. You're targeting the spider?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I got weapon crit and bows, so I get additional death.
Shoot it in the eyes.
Shoot it in the butt.
Shoot it in the thorax.
And the butt.
What is the thorax?
And the butt.
Horian just aim for the spider butt.
So you roll 3, you take the best 2, and then add your attack to it.
Spider butt.
Alright, you hit it.
Poops
you
webs.
Didn't do, you just do 1 damage to it.
That's what
bollocks.
Spider butts do.
Alright. The goblin band now. The leader screams, and James, they're turning towards you. So there are goblins attacking you. Roar!
Fuck them.
Why they
roll? So roll your defense.
So it's 2 plus my defense?
2 plus whatever your defense is.
2 plus Meyer.
Okay, 12.
Alright, you're fine. They got 4. They are, once again, also the ones who attacked you, they've like jumped on you with little daggers and are stabbing at you. So they're going to try that again. So
goblins are more screechers than roarers.
You roll 2 dice.
Yeah.
Okay.
11.
Alright, you shake the you scream and shake them off.
You shake your sillies out.
Alright, next up, that was the band. Now the chief.
Seth.
He is still on his spider, but James, the spider, is going to shoot web at you.
God, is it damn
the chief or the chef?
So make a defense check. Actually, make an agility check.
He's not a goblin chief, he's a goblin chef.
What's that from?
I don't know. He's
you just made it up.
Oh, 14. Funny. You guys are clever.
Um,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It also got 14.
Tygo's the defender?
Yep, Tygo's the defender.
Yeah.
So you dive just out of the way as this glob of web just sailing past right where you were. Right, Ed, you're up.
All right.
Hit him with your butt.
I'm going to swing my sword at a bunch of the goblins.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll it.
My great sword. I get advantage.
This is a great sword.
It's a great sword.
It even says it's a great sword.
14.
Okay, you hit them. You do a damage to the...
Plus one damage.
Oh, so you do two damage to the band. You kill some goblins, pretty much.
Oh, God.
You just swing and decapitate two of them.
I go,
that hurt!
And just goofy two of them.
Yes. Meyer?
I'm riding on my giant's back, so whatever I can hit with my axe,
nothing.
I'll hit. Oh.
You're like 6 feet off the ground. They're goblins.
All right, then I'll tell my companion to toss me, and I'll throw me at one of them.
Well, no, that's Ed. Okay, that's Ed's turn.
Oh,
the next turn,
okay.
He's gonna throw
you. You can leap off his back.
I'm gonna jump off his back.
All right, and
you
just go
down
for the goblin horde.
Can I? If I, that's the only thing I can reach.
You might be able to reach if you make a strength check or an agility check. You could try to reach the chief.
Let's do it.
All right, so make an agility check.
YOLO. Going for it.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, did that. Yeah, that's a 9.
All right, so you stand on Tidor's shoulders and leap.
I'm pouring.
I'm sorry. And you leap off with your axe. All right, so now you make an attack check.
Oh yeah.
Chieftain.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I made that.
Oh yeah, I made that.
I attacked the shit out of him.
Yeah, 7.
Literally.
7?
Yes.
All right,
hit
so...
him.
I just stabbed
him. Yeah, you hit him, and you do 2 damage.
Rip it up! That was impressive.
How do you decide damage?
You just...
It's well, he rolled...
if the attacker...
Oh, no, you don't do 2. You do 1 damage.
Oh.
If the attacker wins, you do a damage. And then for every 3 the attacker beats the defender by, you
have... does an additional damage.
Yeah. Oh.
But you didn't beat him by 3. But you do 1 damage.
Hi-ya.
You sink your axe into his shoulder, and he screams. And Ryan.
I have a bow, so I knock an arrow, and I'm going to aim for the spider.
All right.
Yeah.
Is he a big, fat goblin with a goiter?
No.
Oh.
And I miss.
Well, no, it's just attack versus defense.
Oh, in that case... I think I had 5.
All right, then you miss. You don't beat his defense. Okay, so you don't have to keep track of your ammo.
Okay.
It refills at the end of every combat.
Magic.
Yeah. All right, so James, you're up next.
Spider.
Spider again.
17.
No. What?
I rolled... 6, 6, plus 5.
Oh, okay, that's a critical success too.
Boxcars.
Let me double check where the you guys have the rules over there. Let me see real quick.
What's that from?
Oh, attack critical attack is +1 damage. So you rolled 17?
Yes, sir.
All right, so that's 1. It got a defense of 9. So you rolled 8 more, so that's 3 damage total, 4. All right, you killed the spider.
Yeah, fuck
you. Oh, no.
It screeches. And buckles back, and then throws the goblin chieftain off. And the spider lands on its back, and its legs curl up.
And the goblin chieftain yells,
That was my wife.
All right, now the goblin band is attacking.
He was riding his wife.
They're angry.
Yeah.
James, you're going to get a face full of goblins. In fact, you're all getting face full of goblins. So everyone, make defense checks.
All right.
Just
8, 4, 12, 7, 12, 14.
All right, Meyer, take a damage. You're the only one that gets hits.
Okay.
You just take 1 damage. It's endurance is your...
Oh, God, now it's 3?
Well, no, just mark it down.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right.
It's a little bit overdramatic. Just a little bit.
Lion taking damage. Oh, God. All right. The goblin chieftain is very mad, James. He's leaping at you.
Okay.
With his goblin sword. Well, he screams something. So you make a defense check.
I speak goblin.
14 again.
For defense?
Yes. My attack and defense is 5 each. Terrible.
All right, he got 15.
Liar.
People listening, this is going to be a very weird.
Plus his attack of 4.
This is a very strange fantasy game.
So you take a damage, James.
God damn it, anyway. Well, that's one out of my endurance.
Yep. This is a weird move today.
Goblins are filthy creatures, too.
Yes, they are.
Just be thankful he didn't, like, smear that sword with his own feces or something.
I'm not in the mood for
Ed?
Infection.
How much of the horde is left?
A good chunk.
Okay, I'm gonna keep swinging.
Alright.
Just keep swinging, just keep swinging.
Ah, boxcars!
Yeah. So that's 12, plus 4, so that's 16.
Well, okay, boxcars, so you do 16, you said?
Yeah. So I rolled 16.
Yeah. Alright, so you do 1 extra damage for the sword, so that's 2... Plus, you got 1 more than them is 3. So you did 4 damage to them.
Well,
yeah, that thins out the horde a lot.
Okay.
So you just scream and just sort of spin around in a circle, flailing your sword, and goblin heads just start popping off and spurting green goblin blood everywhere.
I just sort of lean back and just spin around with the sword out.
They hurt his buddy.
Yeah, they did.
They hurt me.
Buddy.
Hey, you hurt my buddy!
There's like 5 goblins left at this point.
I become a reason art for a second.
I'll attack a pert thing of a jigger.
Chortlebot.
The chief?
Sure.
Alright.
Eat this, chief butt.
I forgot to roll my 3rd die, too.
What was that? Oh, okay. That was what was that strength? That's 0. Oh, I got 7.
All right, you miss.
Okay. In Ryan.
All right, I'll knock another arrow, and I will aim for the chieftain this time.
All right.
My attack is pretty terrible. Yep. 4.
He got a critical failure. So I'll say that your attack succeeds anyway. So you do.
I'm about to miss him, and he dives into the
plane. Double ones are
critical failure.
So the okay.
That's because I try to get at him, so he's trying to dodge from you.
He sidesteps Meyer and uses Meyer. He goes, he laughs, and then a shoulder just lands in his arm.
So if you have advantage and you get a critical failure, that's like a super critical failure.
Yeah, because you have to roll 3 ones.
Oh, thank you.
All right, and we're back to James.
I'm shooting the chief.
Chief's not looking good. Cord is very thin at this point.
Is he throwing up, like, getting one wound?
You got double odds again? You kill him.
I got 6 and a 4.
He takes like 2 steps back and reaches to pull Ryan's arrow out of his arm, and he goes,
Rah! I hit him in the neck.
And no, and your arrow just goes straight into his mouth.
Oh.
And comes out the back of his head. And he just falls back. And as the chief dies, the horde, the rest of them just run away into the woods.
They kill themselves in grief.
No, they run away into the woods.
Without any direction, they're clueless.
One of them killed themselves in grief.
So you win! You can all get 1 heroism for winning your fight.
Yay!
Heroism's a fluctuating score.
So how does that work?
You could spend it after a roll to either add 1 to your roll or to re-roll entirely.
I'm going
to
run over and hug Tidor. Tidor! Are you okay, buddy?
Yes, I'm all right.
Do we get experience from winning that battle?
You get experience at the end.
It was only a small cut.
And you can also, if you
this
like...
This hug is hurting me more.
It's a fair point. The Goblin Chieftain had a Goblin Sword, if any of you want to pick that up.
And what is it?
It is a +2 sword. It's strength +2. Hmm. Is the attack on the sword.
Smeared in feces.
Okay. It's not two-handed, though. It's one-handed.
Okay.
But it's not going to be... Yours doesn't extra damage. This doesn't do that.
Oh, this one doesn't?
No. So the attack is strength +2.
You know what? I'm not going to take it.
I mean, you could take it and like sell it.
I mean, I
it's loot.
Loot.
If one of you wants a sword, you're going to have a goblin sword.
I guess I could use it, you know, for when they get up close to me, because I have no way to protect myself with up close people if everyone's okay with that.
I've got a backpack. I'll carry it.
I have a backpack as well.
You don't put swords in your backpack.
I would.
It's a magic backpack.
I would steal his sheath, so I would just...
No, it's just a regular backpack.
But...
Well, you can wrap it in something. And put
well, no, he's a goblin chief. He doesn't have a sheath. He had a rope belt that he
Ooh.
Stuck in it.
Ah, whatever.
But it was
you
a
have
fancy
a belt.
It was a fancy rope belt.
It was nicer than the other rope belt.
Tider, do you want me to heal you?
Yes, please.
All right, so make a healing check.
After that hug,
the way that works. Oh, where did it go? The way that works.
It was just a cut.
Is
this hug is
if you succeed, you heal a number of hit endurance equal to whatever your mind stat is.
Okay, so I'm rolling my mind.
Yeah, it's well. No, you roll your healing skill.
Right.
Oh no, you have. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
You roll mind.
And I've all.
And then if you get higher than 7.
Which I did.
All right, so how much did your mind skill?
4.
All right, so mine, you healed that.
Life
it was only 1.
So, yeah, you're fine.
My endurance is only 4. So.
You might want to heal Ed, too.
I will do that.
So I just got hit twice. I'm fine.
I only got hit once.
Oh, you know, I'll say you did a group healing spell.
Okay.
So everyone can heal back 4.
Hooray.
Or 4 between you, which I think is still enough for all.
Yeah, I only had 1.
I only had 1 and he had 2.
Right. So that makes it gonna work out.
Yeah.
Go right.
I'm still at 6. So
sure, and of all it. The things I've lost.
If you go to heal yourself, Ryan, it's a difficult action.
Yeah,
which is a minus 2.
Dude, I'm at 8 now.
I didn't take any damage, so I'm okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. All of you stand together. I'm only going to do this once.
You are, however. Well, he heals you all, however, you are all still covered in goblin blood.
No.
Green, stinky goblin blood.
And, at least now we'll blend into the environment.
And spider blood.
Spider died from arrows far away.
Mara is like the least flourishing.
But I was
Oh, no, she's not covered in spider blood.
Akos.
Yeah.
I'm going to look in my book of natural history and see if there's any kind of naturally occurring plant that will get goblin blood out of tunics.
Okay.
I was pretty close to that spider when it died.
Does the goblin 11. Smell worse than my tunic did?
6 of 1, half dozen of the other. 11? Yeah, Ryan, if you pick some goblin's bane, and you have a picture of it in your book.
Okay.
If you like break it's like an aloe kind of thing, like
okay.
A thick stem. And there's a stuff inside of it that if you break it open and spread it on your tunic, the goblin blood will fade away.
Fantastic. All right, in that case, I'll show them the picture of the
goblin eats
it
or fade away.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It's poison.
It's called Goblin's Bane. That's bad for goblins.
I'm going to line my sword with it.
Give me a mind check to see if you're that smart.
Yeah, I'm that smart.
No.
Okay. You're not that smart, Ed.
I'm that smart.
You don't even have to make a check for it. But Ed was making his character really dumb. So if you want to tell... Yeah, you could... So if you line for the rest of the adventure, because it'll dry eventually, you do +1 damage to goblins.
Yeah, all right. Fantastic. So
you can dip your arrows in them if you want.
We'll dig up some goblin's bane. We'll do some...
Well, no, you're going to have to make perception checks, which is
mine. Mine.
To see if you can find some goblins. -2, because you're in the Dreadwood of Despair.
Yeah, 11.
I did it.
3.
And -2, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you find goblins, man. And Meyer, too.
There's a whole patch of it over here.
Yeah.
You pick a whole bunch of goblins, Bane, and do any of you other... Do the rest of you rub it into your tunics as well?
No.
I figure it's better to put blending into the environment.
Though somebody might rub it onto my tunic for me.
I'll rub it onto his tunic for him.
Okay.
You know, all we've managed to just do is increase our power against goblins, and then any other goblins we fight, Alex is just going to pretend that they're stronger.
No, I have it right here. Goblin band. Okie doke.
Super goblin fighter.
Now the question is, are you going to fight more goblins?
Uh-huh.
Mm. I don't think so.
There are lots of things, dangerous things in this.
You were attacked by snoblins.
Totally different from goblins. In fact, goblins' bane makes them stronger.
God. Damn.
You need snoblins' bane to fight snoblins.
The snoblins taste like snoblins.
Snobberries.
The snoblins, they're just... They're just pretentious goblins.
Oh.
I don't think we should attack those adventurers.
They're much better than our goblin cousins.
Look at them, they're carrying ropes. We actually have belts.
We've made these out of human man flesh.
Control.
Alright, so you guys continue through the dreadwood of despair. No one says it. And eventually you get to what you assume is the heart of the wood. The trees clear a bit, and you can see in the distance in front of you, in this valley in the hills,
this
black temple rising up. You can see from far away it's starting to crumble. There's parts of it that fell off, and vines have grown all over it because the forest is reclaiming it.
Well, this venture doesn't seem that ominous.
Oh, that's what I forgot.
That looks just like the Forsaken Crypt of What's-His-Face.
The Forsaken Crypt of Ulfang the...
Ulfang the Black.
Yes, Ulfang the Black.
Like I said, What's-His-Face.
Let's just go find the villagers and get our money.
Yep.
This is like Daria if she was a wizard.
Yeah, pretty much.
We just don't give a shit about any of it. We're just going in and doing stuff.
And we're first-time adventurers, too. We're just bored. It's like, all right, let's do this. All right, getting this.
I'm not bored.
That's true.
I just don't know
I'm just happening. Playing my character as if he's bored. I'm actually having a pretty good time.
I like the fact that we're just bored of adventuring.
Like, oh, that's a wizard. He did something stupid. Let's fix it.
Stupid.
We're just very... Nonchalant about everything.
It's a good thing we're good-hearted, so...
Taking care of the giant probably takes a lot out of you.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like being a permanent babysitter in addition to...
only the baby can kill you.
I'm Batman. Sorry, I forgot to write down a monster before.
Well, you know, it's like taking care of a car. Sometimes, you know, causing problems, but it takes you from here to there, so... And you're like my car.
You don't have to. You don't have to change your car to diaper.
You do have to change its oil.
Yeah. Okay. So, do you guys set down towards what you assume is the temple of Ulfang the Black?
Before, I guess, can I make one last research check or learning check? I guess to see if I know if there's any like booby traps or
booty traps.
Sure.
About the history of the place.
So, learning gives me +2 to my.
You know, I just realized why this
No, was... learning gives you advantage, so you roll third
This is our second set of characters where I play a big dumb guy whose shoulders you run.
Well, that's...
Yeah, but we didn't record that the first one.
Brian and...
Brian Wong and the Brain.
10, yeah. 15.
All right. So you, yeah, you know that no one really knows what's inside the Crypt of Ulfang the Black, but all who have ventured there have never returned.
Well, presumably, I mean... Ulfang the Black.
No, he died.
No, it's his crypt. Presumably Ulfang the Black's body's in there.
Yeah, whoever buried him in there, I guess they never came out again? Or?
No.
Wow,
that's a devoted person.
Yeah, he must have had some loyal followers.
No, they were all murdered!
By magic?
Or something.
It's kind of sketchy.
It's just a guy named Jerry sitting there. Yeah, just... Hanging out. There's cable in here.
Just you got to exit through the gift shop.
I'm like, I'm antisocial and.
Okay.
I got my mom. I live in my mom's basement. Right. She lives upstairs.
Can I use my stealth skill to maybe like find any like booby traps or something?
Lock picking.
Would that kind of fall under that?
So you say like Ulfang the Black's friends like, hey Ulfang, wanna come out? I have work tomorrow.
I would allow that.
I have a
lantern. Advantage in stealthy activities. Moving silently, lockpicking.
I have to open it at 5 o'clock.
Would that be 3 because it's...
Yeah, advantage means you roll 3 dice and you take the highest 2.
I don't really have the money to go out.
So it's just the 2 plus my agility?
Okay. I mean, I just got my paycheck.
12.
I'm going to hand my lantern up to Tidor so I can carry my empty hands.
Okay. No, you get to the mouth... and there's a large stone door, and there's no booby traps on it.
Okay. Hey, guys, this door seems clean. Like, seems kind of anticlimactic, really.
I forgot to. I forget to duck when we walk in.
All right, Meyer. Defense check. Minus two.
As the dwarf, the giant that you're riding walks through a low door and.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it.
No, you didn't.
With a minus two?
No, I did not.
All right, take one damage. As the giant you're riding just walks in and you smack your face full on the stone frame.
What are you doing?
Door. Ow.
Do you fall?
I fall off him.
Yeah.
All right.
You smack your face and then fall and land on the ground.
Orion.
I turn around.
What have we talked about?
What happened to him? Why are you on the floor?
You didn't duck.
When Tidor is riding on your back, what have we talked about with low doorways?
Oh.
You idiot.
I'm sorry.
No! Stop hugging me.
I'm going to put him back on my shoulders.
Are you sure you want to go up there, Ryan?
Yep. I'm lazy. I ain't walking.
Well, okay. Your stride's not as big as the rest of ours because your dwarfism.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's racist.
Way to be discriminatory.
Thanks a lot.
It's a fact.
It's not racist, it's ableist.
Orion, kill him!
No! We can't have a TKO or a TPKO already.
No, Orion, give him a hug!
Alright, so you enter the main antechamber.
And then once it starts to get dark, I'll hand my lantern up to him.
Oh, it's already dark.
Yeah.
I have a lantern.
The inside of the temple is pitch black. The only light is coming from... Who else has a lantern? Or a torch or something?
Just them.
Alright, so the only light is the lantern that Hydor... What's your character's name? Todor.
Tidor.
Tidor. Write your names down.
It's Tidor and Hori and Fire First.
The only light is coming from Tidor's lantern. It slowly creaks as Hori plods forward. You can hear rats and mice scurrying around, but it's pitch black and quiet.
God. I'm going to grab a rat and start eating it.
Why?
What?
No.
You can't see the rats. You can only hear the rats.
Why do you eat the rats?
Congratulations, Ed. You've had bubonic flu.
All the fleas.
Oh, no. That means we're going to get it.
Yep. You're all dead.
Wait, he's a healer.
Yeah.
He's got magic healing. It's not medicine. Okay. Just heal us. Kill him.
Is it like Sean Bean in that one movie when he had the bubonic flu?
Yes. Give me perception checks again, everybody.
That's the
that?
Mind, right?
Mind,
yeah.
Nope. Oh, shit.
15.
Yeah.
I did it. 7.
7?
All right. Yes. Okay, so, Ed, you don't notice. Everyone else, you hear the sound of jangling bones off in the darkness.
We get skeletons. He killed a skeleton?
Yeah, I hear skeletons.
So happy. I love skeletons.
And you hear...
You hear the
sound of bones
chase the weasel
clanking. And then you see skeletons walking into the light of your
I tap on Horian's head.
Huh?
Skeletons.
Oh. I'm gonna
go hit him with my sword.
Alright, well, let me get down.
Agility!
Alright, so James is first. And you guys are all at 2 agility?
One.
Alright, so the skeletons are more agile than you.
I got 2.
And I got 5.
I rolled a 5, too. So once again, I'm going last.
3.
I rolled a 2, so...
Alright, so... My...
Throw me!
So, right, James,
that's
Meyer,
your turn.
Ed, and me.
I jump at them. Now I jump off of him.
All right, so I'll James, you're up first.
I'm shooting.
There's 8 skeletons.
I'm shooting at the first one I see.
They're carrying swords and shields.
Okay, I'm still shooting at the first one I see.
They're gonna have to toss me.
14.
I don't mind.
Oh, 15. Close.
I'm not a dwarf. I'm a human being.
Okay. I get trained.
Fucking critically failed. Yeah! All right, so you hit one.
If you stay your action until I go, I'll toss you.
Yeah, you'd have to wait for him to toss
you. That's the skeletons.
What would happen?
So do I do, like, what? 3
Yeah,
damage?
Sure. Let's see what happens if you toss me.
Oh.
Nothing terrible can go wrong tossing me at skeletons.
All right. They walk across you. You're each being attacked by a skeleton. So make defense checks.
Defense.
Meyer, you're on it. You're still on the
box cars.
Yeah. All right, so you're okay.
I'm 12. Okay.
All right, we'll do James first.
I'm okay.
Plus 5,
you have to get the edge to get to
11. That. 9. They got 12.
You're lying.
So you take a damage. Ed, you got boxcars. You're good. Unless they 12. Do. They do not. Ryan?
I got 12.
12 or boxcars?
Just 12.
12 7, total. 10. All right, so you're good. Meyer, you're up next.
I'm waiting for Ed to throw him.
All right.
So I'm going to throw him like a javelin at the skeleton.
All right, so give me a strength check, Ed. Don't critically fail.
For the love of God, critically fail. I want to see what he does.
Does that count as a blade?
No.
He's holding a knife?
No.
You just hurl him into a wall.
6, 7, 8, 12.
Okay. You take Meyer off your shoulders and hurl him at a skeleton. Meyer, what are you doing?
Well, would that count as like an attack, like a thrown weapon?
No, he's a person.
Yeah, but
I have a knife.
No, he's a person, Ed. You're not. It's not a thrown weapon. It's a person.
What if
you don't get your attack bonus?
No, not for an attack bonus. But wouldn't it like do damage because I threw him?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm asking, Meyer.
I'm using my axe and it's momentum.
Okay, so...
Well, then would my throw at least, like, add a damage to his attack?
Yeah.
From axing.
So roll, make an attack check, Meyer.
I'm going to ask him a question. Okay. Nope. Wait, did I get a... No, I did not.
No. One of the skeleton you lunge at holds up his shield at an angle, and you hit it and go bouncing off. You go rolling over him into the darkness.
A 4.
It's plus your attack, whatever, which is 0.
0. I ain't strong. I'm a little person.
You're weak enough that a skeleton would hold up a shield and you bounce off.
Yeah.
Ryan, what are you doing?
Since they're undead, if I heal them, will it hurt them?
You can try.
Alright, why not?
Not the one I've got.
Give it a phoenix down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Almost max.
15.
Alright. Yeah. What's your mind?
4.
All right, you kill one of them.
All of a sudden, I see a healing light. No, and I watch him die.
You hold out your arms, and a warm glow fills the air. Ooh. And the skeleton in front of you just pops, and bones go flying.
Nice.
Oh. Okay. All right.
All right, James, you're up again.
I'm going to shoot the one that I shot before.
Okie doke.
Boxcars. So 17.
Damn. Alright. You kill
rolling
it.
Rolling a lot of boxcars.
Yeah.
Not me.
I know, my purple one really likes 6.
Alright, but there's another one. So you each get one skeleton again. So,
I've been
James.
A lot of 11s.
James.
Oh, wait. Defense.
8.
Alright, it got 11.
I got 11.
So, that's 2 damage to you, James. It got 11. It gets 12. So you take 1, Ed.
I got 14.
Ryan's good.
7.
Nope, Meyer, there's one in the darkness. And it stabs down at you.
So
take a damage.
Ouch.
Alright, so Meyer, you're up next.
I throw up blood. No.
Skeleton dies. Poop.
I'm gonna.
I'd like to discuss the skeleton with my human living body. Are you sweating? Oh, stop.
gross. I'd like to shit in the direction of the skeleton.
It slips on his poop.
I'm gonna hit him in his skeleton balls with my axe.
Wait.
That's actually not a bad place to hit a skeleton because.
Yeah. I mean, I would
shatter and.
Yeah.
They would destabilize it.
Yeah.
Eat this, robot.
It's
8.
Nope. It got 12.
So you go to swing at its balls, but then realize it doesn't have any.
I'll also say this, skeletons are resistant to cutting and impaling weapons.
Well, I'm useless. I'm running away.
Red?
I'm going to swing my sword.
My relic is useless. I've used his character for this 12. Game.
They had also got 12, so Ty's got the defender. So it raises its shield again, and your sword goes bouncing off.
Okay.
It
just kind of cancels itself out.
Ryan?
You're looking a little thin.
Alright, deal it?
Yeah. 7 on the nose.
It also got 7 on its defense.
Oh.
So it goes to the defender.
Damn. On the nosy.
James, you're up again.
I'm shooting at the new one that's attacking me.
Okie doke.
That. 11, 16.
Okay, yeah, you hit it. Oh, wait. No, you still hit it. So that's 1 damage for it. And skeletons!
Uh-oh.
You're getting attacked again, everyone!
Yay!
Good news, everyone!
Chris, 13.
It also got 13, so it goes to a defender.
Yeah.
Ed?
13 also.
Alright, you're good.
11.
You are good.
I'm terrible, I rolled a 6. I'm dead.
Is that your last hit point?
No, it's too
low. You take another damage.
I'm almost dead.
You can run to Ryan and see if he can heal you.
I'm running to Hodor. I'm running to Horian to get him back on his shoulders.
Throwing didn't work! Throwing didn't work!
Yeah, but if he walks under a low arch, you're fucked.
Okay, Maya, you're up.
I'm running back to Horian to get him on his shoulders.
So make an agility tech to get to him.
All right.
This turn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man, yes, 11.
Yeah, you run and just scurry up his back.
Oh, 12, my plus one.
Yeah, you're
hey, right. Buddy! Open back!
Ed? You gonna throw him again?
No.
You're like, oh, you want to throw him again?
I'm gonna swing my sword 9.
Okay.
You've reloaded the midget cannon.
Wow!
Dwarf?
Dwarf. Nope.
Little person.
Little person.
And Ryan.
I will give Meyer a healing surge. Why not?
All right.
Thank you.
9, 11.
All right. Ed, are you damaged?
Yeah.
All right. So just Meyer's on your back. You can heal it too. So it's 4 points between
four you. Between the two of you.
How are you?
I don't really need.
Well, how much? Meyer only has 3. So you can heal back 1
okay.
And Meyer, you get 3.
Okay.
All right, James.
I'm gonna fuck this guy. Fucking 13 again.
Fuck this guy in the space between his bones.
Yeah, James, you knock back an arrow and shoot it, and it just slips between his spinal discs, and he just pops and falls apart.
Ooh. Yeah.
All right, so James, there's no more skeletons attacking you. The rest of you each get a skeleton.
No,
Ed.
Keep that.
They can't reach me up. I'm like,
15.
Okay. Ed, you get Meyer skeleton too.
You got 15?
No, this is a different attack.
Oh.
10.
It also got 10, so it goes to defender and Ryan.
14.
9.
Yep, you're good.
Yeah.
All right. Meyer?
Can I use my. I'm going to use my leadership and lead Horian to attack the guys.
Is leadership a skill you have?
No.
All right, so make me a mind check.
Okay.
You just grab.
You're going to bolster the troops?
You grab Horian by the hair and ride him like a.
Let's go.
Like a battle 6. Animal.
So that's a fail. So it's 7, right?
Well, no, plus your mind, whatever your mind is.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to do that. 9. So
Ed, you get plus 1 to your rolls for the rest of this combat.
Okay.
As he inspires you by saying,
that makes my,
go get him, boy!
That makes my attack 13.
All right. The skeleton, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So you hit it.
Ta-da.
And
Horian,
destroy it.
Hit that guy with your sword.
And Ryan.
Inspiring.
I'll heal my skeleton.
Do it!
That's 14.
That's all right. Yeah, you. Another nice warm glow fills the dark, dank tomb. The skeleton pops.
Do I, like, when I destroy mine, do I knock its head away like a. Like
you comically,
like
you comically, like, hit it, and its head goes flying and bouncing off the walls and lands in its hands, and it juggles it for a second before it just falls apart.
Yay.
Into a pile.
I know.
All right, so there's three skeletons left, and they're all attacking Ed because they're one is his and the other two are Myers.
Well, I have two on me.
Everyone had two on them. You didn't kill any of them. But now you're on Ed, so they're just all converging.
He has
to
a
Ed.
Plus one attack.
So, James, you're up first.
I'm going to run and just steal one of their heads off.
Okay, make that a strength check.
Well, Ed has a plus one on his check because I gave him a kiss on his head.
Seven.
Go for it, big guys.
Nope.
Yeah, kissing your on your head. Go for it. All right,
so Ed, make a defense 14. Roll. On the first one. All right, so first one's good. Second.
11.
All right, that's good.
Sorry. I tried to be creative.
10.
All right, just barely, but it works. So now Meyer's up.
Thanks for kissing me on the head there, buddy.
No problem.
You can only inspire him once.
I know. I have a dagger. I can throw it, maybe.
You should stand on my head and pee on the skeletons.
Oh.
It's not going to do anything to them.
Well, then I will...
We'll just make them wet and smell like pee.
Can I use my relic to see what their their body language is?
If they really want to, yeah, make a mind check with
their
relic.
Body. That's all I can do. I'm useless.
Hey, you inspired
that's
me.
That's true.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that's a 9.
All right, they're skeletons. You can't tell. They don't have emotions.
I'm sorry. You need more. It was more. It was
plus like, your mind.
Yeah.
They're dead. You can't really tell.
Okay.
All right. So
everyone is dead, Billy.
They're all dead.
12.
You and your friends are dead.
They also got 12, so it goes to the defender.
Uh-oh.
So our team here is Ryan. Daria, Freak the Mighty, and Batman.
Are you healing again, Ryan?
Yeah, I'll heal one of the skeletons. 8, 19.
Nope, it moves out of the way.
Damn.
James!
I'm going to shoot at them. I'm going to stick at what I do best.
All right.
I'm trying to be, creative, but it's just not working right now. Unless there's something I can swing from or something.
Can I make a suggestion? They get resistance to bladed weapons, so if you try a blunt weapon, like maybe a bone...
I have no strength, really.
A bone that's lying on the ground.
Oh.
Can I fire the bone that's lying on the ground?
No. It might be their weakness.
Ooh.
I'd say their weakness is being healed.
That's working too.
I guess I'll try batting one of them with the
femur. All right, so that's strength bonus with strength.
5.
You should hit their head with a head.
No, you miss.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit your hand in the head with this head.
It's okay. I have no strength.
All right. So they're attacking you. Well, one of them's going to attack you now, James. And you got nice and close.
Yeah, I did. What?
What'd you get?
Are they both? So, I'm getting attacked by one?
You're getting attacked by two.
That wasn't good, is it?
No, it wasn't.
It's not good.
It's whatever you rolled plus your defense.
10.
Oh, that's fine.
14.
No, but it's a 3 and a 2. Normally I roll higher.
I rolled
that's
14
fine for the first
one.
14 and 13. Yeah, you're good. Alright, so Ed... Oh no, Meyer's up.
Oh, I do nothing.
You're just going to stand and shout on their shoulders?
Shake your fist at them?
Yeah.
Try motivating me.
I mean,
I can't give you a kiss on the head.
Try to use a bone, so...
You could talk. You could inspire.
I don't do that.
Meyer can tell you to use a bone.
13.
Yeah, you hit it.
Alright. Stop stabbing me!
Alright, there's two left. Ryan. Heal?
Heal, yeah. The only other weapon I have is a bow and arrow, and I'm very weak, so. Shit, yes. 15.
Yeah. It pops. Alright, so there's one left. James.
Shoot. 14.
It got a double loss. It got the snake eyes.
Snake eyes.
So your arrow, you shoot it, and it, again, just like severs its spine. And comically, again, its head just rolls off and lands in its hands. And it looks up at itself for a second and then just crumbles into the dust.
Ruh-roh.
I figure like the, it looks up, then the draw just drops down. It's like, ah, and it just collapses.
That right. Scene, I keep thinking of that scene from Army of Darkness where the skeleton runs away. Let's get the hell out of here!
Alright, so if you guys want, you can loot. They have swords and shields.
Okay.
I'll take a shield.
Shield adds plus one to defense.
Okay.
Another shield.
There's eight shields.
I'll take a shield.
I will also take a shield.
Do you want shields?
Well,
Orion?
I can't. He has a two-handed
sword.
I'll just cover you in
well,
shield.
Well, my bow's also two-handed, but I figured if...
You like, can wear it on your back.
That's I mean, I'm wearing armor, that's kind of like being covered in shields.
So shields... it's armor plus shields. That
I just lash some shields together and put them over you like a shirt. And
plus one to defense when it's being used, obviously. Yeah.
Can I wear a shield on my chest?
No.
No.
Because that's silly.
Why?
But no, it's not going to do. It's just going to hinder your movement.
Yeah, you won't be able to hold the sword because the shield would prevent your movement.
Are any of you seriously hurt?
I had 3 damage out of 7, so I only have 4 life left.
All right. Well, why don't you stand over it? You're fine.
I'm good.
How about you?
What?
Are you hurt?
No.
All right.
Alright, so make another healing check.
Yeah, the skeleton's kind of hurt my feelings.
You weren't very nice.
I don't like being stabbed.
8.
Me neither.
Alright, yeah, James, you can heal 4.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
You can't do
it. Oh, no, not Jesus. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Mara.
I'm better now that I'm on your shoulders.
Oh, thank Mara.
You can call me Jeebus. I don't mind.
I don't know who that is, but it's okay.
Has a nice ring to it.
Whatever after God Jesus. He
okay.
possibly...
So, as you continue into the tomb?
Nope, game over. We gave up.
Oh, okay.
We went back to the tavern and just told the guy he's an idiot. And then we went home.
Nope.
We tried to recover your townspeople.
But there were skeletons.
Yeah, there were skeletons. And
well, that's understandable. We
just left them, so.
All right, so you continue, guided only by the light of the lantern that...
It got dark, I got scared.
Yeah.
Or you hear you. No, you're Tidor.
Tidor.
Tidor,
Horion, and Fire First and
Mary. The Tidor is holding over Horion's head.
Yeah. I'm like a lighthouse.
The antechamber you were in leads into a long hallway. And again, there's like moss and vines covering the walls in here. And as you go down the hallway, you could see
a soft... Can you turn the cup a little bit? The guy is lustily staring.
There's a chick on the other side. Oh, now he's looking at me.
You see a soft red glow coming from what you assume is another room.
It's a red glow. That means it's a red light, which means it's probably a camera recording us.
No, it's the crystal.
Ah.
Could be another assumption.
Power.
Do you go towards the lights?
I don't know if Poltergeist taught me anything. It's
ooh,
not
that's
to
pretty.
Go towards
I'm
it.
Going towards the light.
Don't go towards the light.
No. Whoa, boy.
I'm going to steer him away from the light.
What? What nope. Is that?
Well, it's you have to go down the hole. I mean, it's either the room you came from or this room in front of you.
Tidor, if it's something dangerous, scream and we'll come and save you.
God, so
I'm back.
I always hang back.
Yeah, we're hanging back.
So we have no choice but go.
Yeah, he's the ag, and we're the supports.
You just happen to be riding the ag.
Yeah.
Ed, make a mind check to see if you remember to duck on your way into the door.
Yes.
Okay. Ed, Meyer, you see him. You just go okay, walking down the hall. Meyer, you see the lintel for the door coming up, God. And you tap and go duck, 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 duck. Oh, and he ducks down.
Last second.
Yeah.
I should roll my mind to remember.
No, it's easy for you to remember.
Oh, all right.
So you walk into what is very obviously a crypt. You see. Okay. What you assume...
I assume that's more of a perception check to see if I'm paying attention.
Yeah.
Perception check to see if I can hear any screams?
No screams. No, you don't even have to check.
Okay.
Okay, you walk into the burial chamber of Ulfang the Black. And in the center of the room is an obsidian throne. Okay. And much like the Draugrs from Skyrim, there's a dried corpse hunched over, covered in cobwebs, wearing black armor. And in its lap is this red crystal that's just pulsating with energy.
Ooh, pretty.
Don't touch it. It's probably
Abu, no.
Oh, wait, it's part of the orb. Oh. Mm.
But isn't that what we're supposed to get?
I guess so.
That's the only glowing red crystal you see.
Hey, we found the orb.
I'll get it.
All right, so Ed, you start walking towards it.
I'll get it, and all three of us just in unison. No, get it.
As soon as you touch it, Ed, it glows brighter, and before you can even pick it up, it recedes into the chest of Wolfang the Black.
Okay,
and you see his eyes open.
Oh, gosh,
and there's a burst of just power that knocks you a few steps back. And the corpse of Wolfang the Black stands.
Does it knock Meyer off his shoulders when the burst happens?
Meyer, make me a strength check. Are you still on his shoulders?
I'm on his shoulders.
So yeah, make a strength check.
Sorry, Billy.
It's all right.
I was curious.
8.
Yeah, you're good. So no, you hold on to his shoulders. And he stands and unsheaths his sword.
Okay.
And who disturbs my slumber?
My name's Horian. Nice to meet you.
And then you hear this odd howl, as if from a wolf. And an undead wolf pads out from behind his throne. And Wolfang pets it. All who enter my crypt must die.
That's a terrible... You should have a sign on your door, really.
There was...
I didn't see it.
No, it must have fallen down.
Oh.
All right. So,
sorry.
You can go. Agility. Roll. Do you want to just go with what you had from last time?
Yeah, that's
fine.
All right, so order is James, Wolfang, the Undead Wolf, Meyer, Ed, Ryan.
Okay.
All right, so James, you are up first.
James. I'm shooting at the wolf.
James.
All right.
He's going to be plum tucked, he is. 12.
Okie doke. So that's... Yeah, you hit it.
Tycho got a wolf.
The arrow sinks into it.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Direct hit. Strike one.
Big B wolf.
Wolfang glares at you, James, but he takes a step forward and he goes to swipe his big sword at you, Ed.
Oh, no.
So...
Oh, no, I haven't given the giant his kiss yet.
10.
All right, he got 12 on his attack.
Oh. Ah.
So, Ed, you take a damage.
Ouch.
Kiss me on my head, kiss me on my head!
I'm giving a kiss on the head!
All right, and Ed... As his sword slices you, you see it glows and it sucks up your blood from the blade.
Whoa.
And Wolfang seems to get a little less dead.
Oh, God.
We need to hurt him. We need to hurt him a lot. We need to get that crystal out of him. Or disarm him.
1 second.
I'm giving him a kiss on the head.
Yep. All right. The undead wolf. James, it howled as you sunk an arrow into it, and so it's leaping at you.
Is it going to try to kiss him on the head?
Yes.
14.
All right, so you jump out of the way as it lands next to you.
He's going to try to hump
and snarls.
It's been a while for that.
Meyer!
I'm giving the giant a kiss on his head.
All right, good mind check.
Kiss me on my penis. Come on.
Oh, God. Wait. No, it wasn't two. I got a 10.
Okay, so yeah, Ed, you get plus one.
All right.
But what are you saying to encourage him?
I say, big guy, you got this. And give him a kiss on the head.
Okay. Ed, what are you doing?
Swing away.
I'm going to be like,
swing away.
Hey, that wasn't very nice. And then I'm going to swing my sword at the guy.
Okay.
Swing, swing, swing on the tabletop.
Swing away, Horian. Swing away.
10.
Give you a kiss on the head.
No, you miss.
Okay. You get your plus one from your kiss. Yeah.
Ryan?
I don't know what effect my healing spell is going to have on the skeleton lord or whatever the hell he is, Wolfang.
Wolfang the Black.
But if the wolf is just regular undead, I'll heal the wolf.
All right, give it a shot.
Just regular type.
Just the regular kind of undead.
Oh, boxcar!
Okay. Yeah. It howls in pain. Once again, the warm light fills the room, and the wolf howls and jumps away.
I hate to hear sound when dogs like do that crying thing. It's like, oh. Yeah.
That's tough.
But this is undead wolf, so
in Skyrim, fighting the coyotes or the wolves or the dogs, they make those terrible noises when you hit them.
Yeah.
All right, James, you're up again.
I'm shooting the wolf.
All right.
15,
and that should do it. Yeah, you hit it.
Yay! Is it a regular wolf or is it a dire wolf?
I mean, it's not as big as a dire wolf, but it is a large wolf.
Okay.
I wish I had a dire wolf.
So does I.
Yeah. It's probably be a bed hog, but nice and warm and cuddly.
It could probably be a bed.
I mean, in the books, a dire wolf is like 6 feet tall.
Yeah, the bed hog.
You don't get to sleep in the same bed.
It could be a bed.
Yeah. Alright, Ulfang again is swiping at you.
What if you had a king size bed? You could fit a dark wolf with you.
14
on your defense.
I have a queen size bed. I can probably fit it. I mean, I'll probably sleep on the side of the bed. But...
Alright, Meyer. Oh no, wolf goes.
Wolfie.
Again, it's going to leap at you again. Well, it's leaping at Ryan.
Okay.
Because Ryan has the bad flight.
The bad touch.
It's 11.
Yeah, you get out of the way.
You heal it, all of a sudden you still look at you. Oh no.
Yeah, it jumps away and turns around and glares at you. Like, uh-oh. Alright, so Meyer.
Save the crunchy sorceress. Save the crunchy sorceress.
Billy Meyer.
I'll jump off my giant's back and help the sorceress.
Attack the wolf?
Attack the wolf.
Alright, so make an attack.
He's just gonna jump from shoulder to shoulder, kissing us all. On
Well, no. If he jumps on anyone else's shoulder, they're just gonna fall.
Why would you do that?
That was a 3. So that was.
So Meyer, you take your axe and you jump off Hyrian's shoulders and go. And just completely miss the wolf. Smash your axe into the stone ground.
That wasn't even close.
Sparks fly up, but that's about it.
Shocking.
Ed?
I'm going to hit him again.
All right.
Don't worry. Next time I might give you a kiss on the cheek. I'll jump up and give you a kiss on the 13. Cheek. Tidor's in
the
ground.
You hit him.
Nice. Pecks on people.
Okay, you do
body parts.
3 damage to him.
Alright.
And Ryan.
Heal the wolf again.
Butt boom.
Boxcars again.
Alright, yeah, you, Ryan, the wolf howls again. And the light just fills him, and he just starts to turn to dust and fall apart, and just crumbles into a pile of skin and bones.
As it crumbles into dust, I say, "Bad dog,
bad wolf."
All right, James, what are you doing?
Ah, well, now that the wolf's dead, I'm going to try and disarm the. I'm going to shoot the sword out of Fracker head's
wolf,
face.
All right, that's going to be a very difficult shot. So it's like -4.
-4?
Out of the Draugr's hand.
So 9.
No, you miss. You hit the sword itself, but it just bounces off. Mm. Ryan, Ulfang screams and lunges at you.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Defense?
Yeah.
I tried disarming him.
11.
He got 17.
Oh God!
So you take 2 damage.
Oh,
really? You should take 3 damage.
Ugh. Well, if you're down to 0, are you dead or just unconscious?
I'll say unconscious.
So I take 3 then.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm unconscious.
All right.
Good luck, boys.
All right. He swells again. He brought Ryan. He just comes at you and slashes with such force and ferocity that you go flying back and you smack your head against the wall and slump to the ground.
He did say he had healing potions on him, right?
Do you know where they are? They're in his backpack somewhere.
You gotta feel around for them.
I'm pretty stealthy. I can just kind of.
Well, you don't have to. I mean, Ryan's not going to stop.
No, I'm going to. So he doesn't notice me disappearing.
All right. Well, the undead wolf is out of the picture. Meyer, what are you doing?
I'm going to run around like a chicken wing on my head. No, I'll attack the guy.
All right. Make an attack check. Eight. What are you attacking him with?
My axe.
All right.
Old axey. Old reliable. Unreliable. Three.
All right, you don't hit him.
Oh, shocking!
Can we say, Meyer? You have the words "Hi, how are you?" carved into your axe handle.
Sure.
Making it truly old reliable.
Ed, you're up.
14 to hit him again.
All right,
and I'm gonna scream,
"Don't hit ladies!" Yeah, you hit him. Wait, So, what'd you get, 14?
Yeah.
So he takes another 3. And Ryan's out. So, James.
I'm gonna try and revive the healer.
Alright, give me a mind check. -2. To try to find those potions.
8.
Okay. You find a potion. Let's see if it says in here what a potion does. Oh, here we go. Alright, so if you want, you could make a healing, just a straight healing check without the skill. You don't need the potion. Well, you have the potion. So you feed it to Ryan, and I'll say that heals 2 endurance for Ryan.
Okay, so I'm up to...
But you spend this turn... You know, putting potion into Ryan's lips.
Yeah, just like, yeah.
And then she was...
Ooh.
All right, Ed, Wolfang is turning on you and trying to kill you. So make a defense roll.
No.
Nice to see you back in the world of the living, beautiful.
6.
Ooh.
7.
8.
Don't hit on me.
11?
You're not my type.
8.
I like vaginas.
You had 11, Ed?
Yeah.
All right, he got 14, so you take 2 damage.
Okay.
If gay people in medieval times are called sword swallowers, what's lesbians called?
I'm not a lesbian. Oh. I just don't date fellow party members.
Oh, okay.
It leads to awkward situations.
Meyer?
Shield rubbers.
You don't shit where you eat.
Meyer, what are you doing?
I'm gonna climb onto the throne. So I can get a leaping... I can jump that onto the guy's back.
Okay. So your turn's going to be running up to the throne.
I'm going up to the throne.
Ed? Second.
16.
Boxcars.
8. That's my plan, is to jump on his back. And he's like, oh, what the hell? What? Who's
yeah,
that?
Yeah, okay. Once I'm again, surprised. You do 3 damage to him. See if you just teeter back and forth.
I don't like you!
Ryan, you're up. You're alive.
You know what? Like I said, I don't know what effect my healing spell will have on him because he seems to be like siphoning energy from people. So I'm just gonna knock an arrow and go for an attack.
All right,
straight up attack. And that sucked. 5.
Yeah, he's fine.
He dodges the arrow.
Yeah, he doesn't even. He just throws his sword and knocks it away.
Mm-hmm.
James, you're up.
I'm going to try disarming him again.
That's -4.
That is fine, because I got boxcars.
Okay.
You just lop off his arm.
So you're using your arrow?
Yeah.
All right, so you hit him in the hand, and he goes, rah! And drops his sword.
Whoa. I figured just like it's stuck through there now, so when he tried to...
No, he just rips it out. He's spending his turn ripping out the arrow and picking up his sword.
The drawbacks of being a walking corpse.
If he's bending over to pick it up, it's even better for me to jump onto his back.
All right, so Meyer, make an agility check to leap onto his back.
Kick him in the ass.
Yeah.
So
8.
That plus... So what are you trying to do? Just...
I want to distract... You'd be distracted if someone jumps on your back.
All right, so you're just like trying to jump on him and hold on?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, okay, yeah, you jump and hold on.
It's all right, you can do it, I trust you. I'm a small
all right,
target.
Ed, it's going to be -3 to hit him without hitting Meyer.
Okay, then let's see, it was 15, so 12.
Okay. Nope. He has a sword, and he just kind of, like, doesn't even try to block you on purpose, but he swings his sword in such a way that it deflects your blow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have jumped out of his bed.
No. I shouldn't have.
Well, his attacks will be, you know.
Yeah, his attacks are going to be harder. He wasn't attacking. He just sort of screamed and
spawned. Oh, let's try it.
Yeah.
I want to try choking him, maybe.
I don't think he
doesn't. He doesn't breathe.
Yeah. But if I try to cut off his head?
If you held the tip of the axe and started pulling, yeah, you might be able to behead him.
Ryan.
I'll try the arrow again.
All right, again, minus three, because he's now just kind of spinning with Meyer on his back.
All right.
Shit.
Do it. You can do it.
No. Five.
I just wasted a six. Son of a bitch.
All right, he got... I'm trying to decide what to do with Meyer on his back. You can critically fail. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, again, you miss. James?
I'm just going to shoot him dead on. I'm going to aim for where the crystal seeped into him.
All right, it's been minus three, because...
Because, again, Meyer.
So...
Hey. Unless you don't care about hitting Meyer.
I don't.
All right, so it's not going to be minus three.
So, 15.
All right, Meyer, make a defense check.
Okay. Okie dokie, Dr.
Sorry, Billy, but we have a healer.
Whichever one of you, between you and him, whichever gets the higher defense doesn't get hit.
Well, I got an 8.
All right.
So.
He has 11.
That's... Well, wouldn't they both get hit then?
Well, no, it's just an arrow.
No, one hit.
It's not like it's going through Meyer. It's,
oh, well.
The arrow don't
Sorry,
go
Billy.
Deep.
I got hit once.
Yeah.
That was my bad.
That's okay.
All right. He's going to make a strength check, so it's going to be a post strength check. He's going to try to throw you off, Meyer, so you have to hold on.
Okay. 9.
He got 10. So his turn, he like shrugs his shoulders and knocks you off onto your ass.
Yeah, so he doesn't attack this turn.
Yeah, no, that was his turn, was getting you off.
I got shot.
So he knocks you onto your ass. So what do you do? It's
crazy.
Turn. Well, your turn is falling.
Okay.
You're stunned because you lost that check. But Ed, you can attack him.
11.
Nope. He defends it. Ryan?
As a magic user, I just thought of this. Can I use my learning to see if I can figure out what that crystal is doing to him? Like... Because my healing spell is working really well on everything else.
Yeah, make give a learning check. All
right. Is that giving me advantage?
Yes.
All right.
Oh.
Poop.
Well, that's still... I mean, it's still 13, good. It's just... Yeah. The crystal might have just reanimated him with its life energy, but it seems like it's his sword that's sapping energy.
Oh. Okay.
Sapping life from people.
That's why I kept disarming him.
So if I heal him, will it...
Yeah, right. I mean, he's undead, so
all right.
Heal him.
So I'll heal him then.
Go, Ryan.
Go, Ryan.
11.
11. Yeah, that's better than his defense. So he howls this ungodly screech and flails around again and turns on you again, Ryan. These undead guys don't like it when you heal them.
Yeah, no.
Right, James, you're up.
I'm going to shoot him. Just plain old shoot him. Try and keep him off the magic user. 14.
You got 15. No. You got 14. Goes to defender.
I'm going to use my heroism to add a point.
I picture Alex okay. every time I use my...
Yeah. He's going to use his heroism to add a point.
Oh, you suck.
We get out of heroism then.
We only have the 1 point of heroism.
No, we got a second.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Or whatever you started with and then you got a point before.
I have 4 okay. points.
Because it starts with your mind.
I didn't start with any. I only got the one from that.
Never mind that.
All right, you know what? Fuck it, fine. He won't use it. I'm not going to make you... I won't have you waste it.
Thank you.
So he... so you hit him and does 1 damage.
All right. Okay, so then I have 0 arrows.
No, we got 1 point.
No, you don't start at one. You start at 0. Oh,
okay.
And then you got 1 for the goblin fight before. All right, so Ryan, just like before, he's mad at you.
All right,
so he is charging at you again.
Thank you for being a kind, fair, and generous
what
god.
What does heroism do again?
You could spend a point after you roll to either add 1 to the roll or reroll.
12.
Oh, I should have used one to hold on to him. And tie was the
he fight. Is going to use a point of heroism to reroll.
Yeah.
Does it turn critical failures into regular failures?
No.
Ah.
All right, that time he hits you.
What did he hit me with?
17.
Oh, damn.
So you got 12?
Yeah.
So that's another 3.
In that case, I'm dead.
I'll say that knocks you down to 0.
Okay.
So he does 2 to you.
Don't worry, I'll...
What was for every 3?
I'll heal you, and then I'll give you...
It's 1 for hitting.
Then I'll
and then one for every 3.
3
okay. Five,
yeah. Meyer!
I'm gonna go to Ryan and try to heal him.
All right, so you can do it this time. Right. You're better at mind than
you
I
can,
am.
You can make a straight healing check, which is your mind. Yeah. And if you succeed, it just heals back 1 endurance. If you get a critical, it heals back 2. But that's enough to... It's like first aid check. It's enough to go, don't be dead anymore!
Hold on. How many healing vials did you find? Or
I just said I availed myself of some healing vials.
I'll say you had 5.
Okay.
So now you have 4.
So if you want, just give him a healing vial.
I'll get him a healing vial. Then.
Okay. So so Ryan, again, you come rushing back from the brink of death.
Hey, welcome back, beautiful.
There's a white light, and all of a sudden you're reaching for it, and you just get sucked away from it, back into this dank, dark cavern.
I
stop doing that.
I say, hey,
I'm right, James.
Hey, welcome back to living, beautiful.
I keep telling you, don't hit on me.
All right, you hit him. All right, and that does end. And swipe.
Stop killing the lady!
And just leave his head off. And it goes spinning in the air and lands with a thunk. And his body staggers for a moment and then falls.
I'm going
to
go...
And then again, like the wolf, just starts to fall away and disintegrate. Okay. And in the pile of his remains, and as he falls away, you can see the crystal. And it's just now it's just lying in a pile of what was left of him.
I'm going to go run and soccer kick his skull. And just as far as I can launch it, just
yeah, you,
full
you,
on, just...
You kick it, and it goes sailing off into the darkness. And then a few seconds later, you hear... Plop!
Ass.
Hey, he didn't... You're the one he hasn't killed twice.
But if you want, you could take his sword.
I'll take it. Yeah.
Alright, so you have Ulfang's sword, Ed. It's a strength plus 2, and it has, what is it called?
It's two-handed?
No, it's one-handed.
It's a life siphoner?
Yeah, it has life drain. It's not as strong for you, but every time you do damage with it, you gain a point of health.
Okay.
Up to your max.
You know, I don't think I'm going to take it, actually.
Just let's loot. Just keep it.
Someone can take it. Yeah. I mean, if James wanted a sword, that's a better sword than what he had.
Yeah, that's definitely
a life
drain sword. Yeah, I think it's one-handed, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, then I will take the life drain sword.
I will take the sphere. Wherever.
The crystal?
Yeah.
All right, you pick it up. It's
crystal.
It's about yay big.
Okay.
Are you just going to carry it back, or you just put it in your backpack?
I put it in my backpack.
All right. And you also find a chest. Because it's a dungeon, and it's Dungeons and Dragons, and you defeated the monster. So you each get 15 money.
Yay.
Yeah.
Money. Where do I put money?
Wherever you want.
Probably under gear.
Yeah.
Skills.
What's the money called in this world?
Coins.
Gold pieces?
Just no, coins.
Oh.
That'll be 15 coins, my good sir.
Alright, so you head back. You head back to town with the crystal?
15, yeah.
15 each.
Yep, we're back.
This is the Mushroom Kingdom, apparently.
Yep.
Bling, bling. There's all the mushrooms and...
Did we punch the lock to open the chest?
No.
No.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
All right, so you head back to town, and there's Finny the Wise. You find his tower, and it's only 2 stories, but like you said, it's taller than all the other buildings.
Is the tavern still empty?
Yep.
I'm going to go drink again. Okay. I don't even knock. I just open the door. We found the crystal.
I'm hungry.
That was much faster than I expected. And you came back alive. Very good, very good. Well, then,
we don't mess around.
I guess I'll reverse the spell and back the townsfolk. Okay. Give me the crystal.
Alright.
Yeah. There's a pedestal in the center of his room, and he puts it down.
I'm gonna stand as far back away from him as I possibly can.
Merritt, do you want to examine and make sure he does this correctly, or...
Give me a learning check.
How's he doing with this? I mean, my expertise is in healing, but, so it's 8 and 5 is 13.
Yeah, alright, so yeah, it's, it looks like he has a typical runic enchanter engraved on this floor in the pedestal, which helps focus power, and he has the spell written down, and it's in a magical language, but pretty much it just reads as, undo the spell. So he stands there and he chants it a few times, waving his hand over the crystal, and it glows, and then there's a blinding flash of light, and when your eyes adjust again, the crystal's gone. And Fine, he's standing there. There we go. That should do it.
I look out the window.
Yeah, there's some people on the streets. They're all blinking and very confused. And then they all look up at the tower. Fighting!
I pull out my IU. There's something. Get back to.
Yes, of course. So they all storm into his tower, and the mayor walks in, very mad, and chastises him for once again putting the entire town in danger, and this is unacceptable, and he has to stop with these crazy experiments. And then he thanks you for saving them, and then finally explains how he told you all that the town would chip in and, you know, reward you. And then again he yells at Finey for, you know, putting them all out like that. But they all chip in, so you each get another 15 coins.
Yay.
And you can eat and drink and stay at the tavern for free.
I'm gonna put them out of business.
I'm gonna put my coins.
What about all the whores? Tiger loves them whores.
Fine, that you get free access to the brothel. So you're not gonna be charged for pretty much anything in the town.
Are we playing this like a? Like, you know, a Final Fantasy RPG where if you get killed, you're just knocked down until...
Yeah, sure. I mean...
I should have died.
Yeah, but, time. I mean, it's okay. It depends. Like, if I was running a more serious game, I'd probably say roll a character, because, honestly, it's going to take you, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
But... it's a more lighthearted game, so... But,
I'll be Vera, Mira's sister. Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Hide behind
the mound of dead bards.
All right, so that was it. What did you guys think?
I had good.
It was fun.
I think it's a good quick system for a fun dungeon crawler.
I liked pooping my pants.
You did that very well, Ed.
I like being useless.
Oh, and you all get experience, too. Oh.
Yay!
All right, let's see. How do we make
I had
this
infinite,
out?
Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm just going to draw a little lemon spoon.
You get one for not dying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then Ryan.
So Ryan doesn't get that one.
Well, I mean, you get one for at the end of the session. And that's it.
That's it?
Oh.
We get two.
Adventurers receive experience at the end of each session. Well, you get two. Because it's the session you complete this adventure too. And when their heroes achieve a major goal, but you didn't, no one achieved that.
Do we get nominations or no?
Can we add that in?
I'll say you can work together and nominate one person as an MVP who gets one extra XP.
I nominate Ed.
I was going to nominate Ryan for healing.
I will nominate my buddy Ed.
I'm going to nominate...
Ryan, it's at the time.
I'm going to nominate Meyer.
All right, so Ed, you get... Way to go. All right, so Ed gets 3, everyone else gets 2.
Hey.
All right, and that was Adventurers!
Ed did throw me, so that was pretty good.
I think for $1.50, that was a pretty good game.
Throwing didn't work.
With all the random RPG generator things you can find online, like, it took me maybe 45 minutes to put this together. Like, it's really easy.
I can see why Will didn't want to come and learn this, because this was just massively complicated. Yeah. And
I mean, having to roll 2d6 for everything.
I mean,
all that adding and...
For all this brain power I put in, I could have, like, built a rocket ship or cured cancer or something.
I know. I feel like I probably harmed humanity.
And all that time we took making these characters...
I know. That whole, like, what was it, like, 30 minutes?
Yeah, that was terrible.
That was rough.
Yeah. I want to...
All right. Maybe Will...
Wait, what are you guys talking about?
All right. So, Will, you were right.
Yeah.
This is really hard.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I even suggested this, guys. But if anyone wants the rules, I'm happy to share them. Or you can just buy them from DriveThruRPG for $1.50. Apparently, they're going to be releasing modules that they say are each going to be 2 pages. That's the gimmick of the game.
Everything is two pages.
Yeah.
All right. Well, go poop in your pants, listeners.
All right.
Hey, why would you do that? Why would you say that?
Bye, everybody. We hope you all shit yourselves.
I hope we have super fans.